All right, here we go. Even though.
Even though.
It's the same old darn story.
It's the same old darn story.
People are a mess.
People are a mess.
Just a mess.
Just a mess.
Technology gets better.
Technology gets better.
But nothing really changes.
Nothing really changes.
Children are abused.
Children are abused.
Slavery exists.
Slavery exists.
Just looks different.
Just looks different.
Makes a lot of money.
Makes a lot of money.
In a hidden way.
In a hidden way.
Or not so hidden a way.
Or not so hidden a way.
All the ways nothing's changed.
All the ways nothing has changed.
Nothing's really changed.
No. Nothing's really changed.
People starve.
People starve.
Disease happens.
Disease happens.
Hatred.
Hatred.
Cruelty.
Cruelty.
Prejudice.
Prejudice.
It's all still going on.
It's all still going on.
I'm just living in a different part of it.
I'm just living in a different part of it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If it was enough.
If it was enough.
If it was enough.
If it was enough.
That I'm here.
That I'm here.
Living.
Living.
A life.
A life.
That can serve, through frequency,
through intention.
Couldn't do it
if I were a slave
to sex trafficking,
to religion,
to an abusive marriage,
to an angry parent.
All the ways slavery exists,
and all the ways I've contributed
through misuse of power. Misuse of emotion.
Misuse of emotion.
All the ways I have participated.
All the ways I have participated.
In the frequency.
In the frequency.
A powerlessness.
A powerlessness.
Which is what slavery is about.
Which is what slavery is all about.
I've done it.
I've done it.
To myself.
To myself.
I've done it.
I've done it.
To others.
To others.
Through anger.
Through anger.
Through rejection.
Rejection.
Through withdrawal.
Through withdrawal.
Through withholding.
Through withholding.
I'm guilty.
I'm guilty.
Because I'm part of the earth.
Because I'm part of the earth.
And yet this life,
and yet this life,
that's not my calling.
That's not my calling.
To be stuck in it.
To be stuck in it.
My calling.
My calling.
Is to live a life, where I can contribute,
from the other side of it.
I know that resonance.
I know that resonance.
I'm educated.
I'm educated.
And I've personally experienced.
And I've personally experienced
that frequency of emotion.
That frequency of emotion.
And I know more about it than most people.
And I know more about it than most people.
But I'm not here to be in the suffering.
I'm not here to be in the suffering.
That's not my calling.
That's not my calling.
That is not my service.
That's not my service.
My service.
My service.
Is doing it differently.
Is doing it differently.
Feeling differently.
Feeling differently.
Even in the knowing of it.
Even in the knowing of it.
Because I have the life.
Because I have the life.
That allows me.
That allows me.
To feel differently.
To feel differently.
I want to hold the space.
I want to hold the space.
Of self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment.
Even when I witness,
visually,
energetically, through mass consciousness,
horrific suffering,
I want to hold the space
of self-empowerment
in such a profound way
that others can resonate to it.
That's what I'm here to do.
That's what I'm here to do.
To know compassion.
To know compassion.
Be compassion.
Be compassion.
Express compassion.
Express compassion.
And never.
And never.
Drop into.
Drop into.
Pity.
Pity.
Or sorrow.
Or sorrow.
Or suffering.
Or suffering.
It's not my turn.
It's not my turn.
It's been my turn.
It's been my turn.
Might have been my turn.
Might have been my turn.
Thousands of lifetimes.
Thousands of lifetimes.
It's not my turn.
It's not my turn.
It's my turn.
It's my turn.
To resonate.
To resonate.
Peace.
Peace.
Healing.
Healing.
Light.
Light.
Self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment.
It's an earth of contrast.
It's an earth of contrast.
Great contrast. And today, I'm at this end, this spectrum, and it's an honor,
and it's a privilege,
and I Align. With all of us in service. At one end of the spectrum. Or the other. I don't know how that works. But this lifetime. This event. I align. With the possibility. Not the reality. These people have reality. They don't need more help in reality. They need. They're seeking. A resonance. With the possibility. I am the possibility.
I give myself permission.
To be the possibility. I accept. Who I am. In this lifetime. And I agree. To show up.
Powerfully.
Okay, big breath.
Good. Right on time. Aligning with the possibility. Free at last. Yeah.
So think of this. There was a time, think of Henry Ford. I think I must have written a biography on him when I was in grade school. So think of Henry Ford. He had a vision, the possibility of a horseless carriage, and people thought he was nuts. And he was nuts for a while. But he wouldn't let go of the possibility, and what happened?
The suburbs.
Right? What about our cell phones? The first people who said, "Ooh, what about a phone? You don't have to, attach." You remember the wall phones? And then did you buy the phone with the really big extension? The big cord, and it would be all over the house? Before that? And somebody said, "Well, no, we're going to have these cool little phones where you walk around." Yeah, nobody believed it. Do you think they got it right the first time? How many years went into that technology? You remember the first phones that weighed like 10 pounds? Really big? You look like you had a lot of money if you had one. And now look at it. So that was a possibility. Somebody kept showing up in the possibility. How do you think they figured out air conditioning for our houses? They made it up in their mind, and then they figured out the possibility of making that work, and eventually they made it work. Thank goodness. So here's the invitation. Be the possibility. Be the possibility that feelings don't always have to be hurt in a family. Be the possibility, even if you don't have evidence yet. Everybody feeling kind of empowered?